A team of neuroscientists from Brown University may have found the physical explanation for a phenomenon that artists have known about for centuries. An object in a painting appears brighter if there is a dark background. Writing in tomorrow's edition of the journal Science, the researchers show that a particular portion of the brain appears to be responsible for the perception of brightness. NPR's Joe Palca has more details.
The first thing you have to do when studying how the brain sees the world, says neuroscientist Michael Paradiso, is forget about your preconceived notions.
You might think how bright things appear would be simply related to the amount of light that's coming into your eye, and it just isn't so.
If you don't believe it, try a simple experiment. Get three sheets of construction paper, one black, one gray, and one white. Place the black and white sheets side by side. Then cut two small squares out of the gray sheet. Put one gray square in the center of the white sheet, the other in the center of the black sheet. The gray square on the black sheet will look much brighter than the one on the white sheet. Even though the amount of light being reflected from both gray squares is identical, your brain will insist that one gray square, the one with the black border around it, is brighter. Why does the brain do this? Well, part of the reason may be that the absolute amount of light reflected from an object is usually less important than its relative brightness. This phenomenon can work the other way, making objects register the same in our brains, even though the absolute amount of light they are reflecting can change dramatically. Michael Paradiso and his colleagues wanted to understand how the brain does this, why the amount of light coming from an object, what's really going on in the physical world, may differ from the brightness we perceive. The experiments to do that, says Paradiso, are straightforward.
You simply go in and you look at cells in different parts of the brain and you ask the question, do the cells fire in a manner that's correlated with physically what's there, or do they fire in a manner that's correlated with what you perceive to be there?
Paradiso says as things turn out, nerve cells behave differently depending on where in the brain they are.
If you look early on in the brain, if you look near the eye in the visual system, then the cells behave pretty much like photon detectors, and they just sense how much light is there. But if you look in this area we look, which is called primary visual cortex, many of the neurons seem to respond in a manner that's more correlated with what you perceive rather than what's physically there.
Artists have made use of these neurons for centuries. Rembrandt was a master of the technique known as chiaroscuro, literally light dark, using it to create a sense of brightness in his paintings when the pigments he was using couldn't do it by themselves. For neuroscientists, Paradiso's work is a pleasing explanation of how the brain is tricked by this artifice. But neuroscientist Thomas Albright of the Salk Institute says that what Paradiso has found has practical implications as well.
If you want to be able to fix the visual system, when it breaks, you have to know how it works. So in fact, one of the ultimate goals of this kind of research is to be able to go in and, if you have a sufficient understanding of how the system is put together, that is the wiring and the activity of the cells involved, the kinds of things they're encoding, then in principle, at some point, we ought to be able to repair damage to the visual system of that sort.
That day is probably a ways off, but experiments like the one of Michael Paradiso and his colleagues are making the possibility of repairing a damaged visual system seem less like science fiction. This is Joe Palca in Washington.